No, those numbers have been elevated, but I'll get to that part. But I've always believed that people, humans, are very creative. And there's a good reason for that, isn't there? Is that God's creative. That if you look at how God first revealed himself to us in Genesis, it wasn't because of his love and his mercy and his holiness and his power. He was creative. For the first 6 days, that's all he done. He made stuff. And we're made in his image, so that should never surprise you how creative you are. Interesting to note that I find it that God's given us this power of our will. He's given us a power that drives you. It just, what it does me, and I'm sure it does with you too. Where Pastor Jensen talked about using what you got, I got a feeling you must have hacked my iPad, because what I'm going to talk to you about is, do you know what you got? Because I never did. I never knew what I had until I tried. I've always known that if you attempt great things, then and only then can you expect great things. Do you get that?
Yeah.
And I also know that you will never find out how capable you really are until you step out and try something. And that's really what the basis of what I want to talk to you about. Sometimes you need to go beyond your limit. And I certainly have. I've gone beyond what I thought I could do and what I thought I couldn't do. But sometimes these things, unforeseen circumstances, makes you step up and rise to the occasion. And I know sometimes these things happen. Or there may be some sports, extreme sports event that you think you can't do, but you do it. But I want to talk to you about this, about putting your reputation, your personal assets, and funds on the line to launch a crazy idea, because that's what I had. I had an idea, and it started off as a fleeting idea. Well, it wasn't an idea, really. It was a thought to start with, but I built on that thought, and I thought, oh, I wonder if this would work. So I thought more about this thought I had. Could you do this, and would it work this way? And that dream gathered momentum in my mind. I'm going back a little while here. It filled my mind so much that I found that I used to think about it in meetings when I wasn't supposed to, when I was supposed to be concentrating. And not just church, but other meetings, you're supposed to be focused, and I wasn't. But I had to try and understand, was I prepared to fail at this idea I had, this crazy idea? Could I live with failure? But I do know this, that failure is very important. And I was only just talking to my friend Clarky on the way up here. We're talking about how we learn. And I said the two ways I learn is through reading, even though I'm dyslexic, I read a lot, and failing. I can't tell you how much I've learned through failing. If you want to be successful, you've really got to increase your failure rate. Okay? Finding someone to help me was really important. I had this dream and I needed someone to help me, and access to funds, and I can tell you this, whatever you think you need, you always need more. You just will. And a belief that I can actually do it. But I come back to what I said in the beginning, that you will never know how capable you are until you try. Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, then you can do it. And I like that. If you can dream it, then you can do it. I had this idea of cycling on water. I had this idea, look, I'm going back maybe 7, 8 years. I just thought about it a lot. I'm a keen cyclist. I told you that yesterday. I love cycling. I love water sports. But how could you cycle on water? And I knew that you couldn't use wheels. that part didn't work. So the thought I had was, if you looked at a car and said on land, and that related to a boat on the water, and a motorbike to a jet ski, and a bike to, and there isn't anything, is there? There isn't anything that you can relate to that. There wasn't for me anyway. I wanted to simulate the cycling experience that you had on land, on water. That's what I started off with. Why hasn't anyone done that? Well, that was easy to work that out. It's really hard. I mean, it's really hard. And when you get something that's really hard to do, you'll find that very few people are going to do it.
Right.
So I thought that was an advantage for me. But I knew that this dream I had, if I wanted this dream to come true, I just had to wake up. And now I'm going to tell you how I woke up. In Hamilton, I belong to a Business Edge group, a Christian group, not unsimilar to what you've got here. And I was at this conference, and they had this very creative conference speaker. And I was intrigued by him, by some of the things he said. But he said two things. I took two things away from what he said. He said, how often do you get an idea or a dream and you carry it around with you, you build on it, and then 3 years later someone does it and you say to your friends, I thought of that. I thought of that. I thought of that before him, but that's all you've done. That's all you've done. You just thought about it. But it's what else he said that challenged me. He said, with that idea or dream, do you want to get to the end of your life and think to yourself, I wonder if that would have happened? What if that idea would have worked? And that really just got me going. I didn't actually think whether I was capable of not of doing it, but I was going to do it. I just made my mind up. I mentioned yesterday that the hand of God has been with me from the moment I first knew him, and now I was going to ask him to be with me to do something that I thought was quite difficult. It was a crazy idea. And I know also that a lot of crazy entrepreneurial ideas fail. I knew that. And I've been part of that myself. I know that most startup business plans are works of fantasy because you just try and imagine what's going to happen. But I do know, also knew this, and I've learnt this from being in business, that with an idea, you just don't go out and launch it. You've got to validate it first. And you know what I mean by that? You've got to go and find who's doing this somewhere else in the world. And you can do that by searching. And I spent ages searching and reading. I learned so much about foils, about where foils have been used, where the negative pressure and positive pressure was on them, and sort of propellers you could use. I learned so much about that stuff. But there wasn't anyone in the market making anything like what I had in mind. I didn't just want to build a bike that you travel on water. I want to do it fast. I wanted to go really fast with it. And so I started validating it. I looked at related products that were like it. You'll see sometimes like there's surfboards that have foils on them. Very difficult to surf anyway without putting a foil on it. And windsurfers that have it on jet boards. So there was a whole lot of people using foils. But the other thing I wanted to find out, was it scalable? Although I thought this was a good idea, what would people think? Would I sell enough to make it viable? What I started doing was on the hunt to find someone to help me make this happen. And that was really hard. It was for me because I didn't just want a designer. I wanted a designer that could make bikes or had some idea how to make bikes. I wanted someone who was intelligent and that could look for the future and understand how foils work. I wanted so many things. And it seemed like insurmountable I'd ever find someone like this. The verse in the Bible that said a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps in Proverbs. Or another version of that, a man's mind plans his way and the Lord directs his steps. It means the same thing. And it's a little bit what Pastor Jensen was saying, that we have a mind. God's given me an intelligence. I'd like more, but I'll live with what I've got. He's given me the abilities and gifts and all these things, and we're all the same, but I can use those, and I'm planning, this is what I'm going to do, but now I need some help, and God's going to direct my steps and go before me. What I'm going to tell you now is absolutely amazing, because the journey I have been on, you know, I look back at it, and I really can't understand how it's all gone together. You know that I've never really bought a lotto ticket, but I know to get one number is really hard. To get two numbers is even harder, and three on, you know, until you get down to six numbers, it's really, the multiples of doing that is huge. And this is not unsimilar to that, because how was I ever going to find someone who could really help me develop this idea I had? I had no idea. I spoke to a few people I knew and asked around, and I just couldn't find anyone. But I didn't have to in the end, because God brought someone to me. You know, that's amazing. I stagger, I get goosebumps when I think about how this person walked into my door at work at Torpedo 7, and he said, I've got this bike I've designed. So he brought this bike and he showed me. And it was a downhill mountain bike that you could race downhill. But he'd made it with little mini wheels on it. It was just really interesting. And I said, how did you make that back rocker arm? Where did you get that from? Was that from another bike? No, I designed that, I made it, and I melted the aluminium down and made the mold. So this fellow couldn't just design it, he could make it as well. So I said, well, what about these parts? Same thing. And I thought, I think this could be the bloke. So he lived in Tauranga, and I phoned him up and said, do you remember meeting me last week? Yes, look, I happen to be over there. Do you want to catch up for lunch? And the only reason I happened to be over there was going over to see him. I wanted to see him. So he worked at the Mount. I picked him up from work and took him down to a cafe at the Mount and sat down and talked to him, got to know him a bit, asked him what else he'd done. He told me that his wife does a few triathlons and he'd made this carbon fiber triathlon bike out of carbon fiber, made it, designed it and built it. And I thought, he is the bloke. This is who I need. So I started talking about my dream. I used to talk to everyone about my bike. I used to bore people with it. But I told him how I thought it would work and could he build that. And he said, I think so. And so I got some sketches out I'd done over the years, lots of them, how the fours would work, how do you propel it. I showed him all these drawings. And he said, yeah, it's really, really interesting. Would you do it? And he said, I really don't know. I said, why? He said, can you build a bike like this? He said, I think I can. The challenge is really good. But he hesitated. So I pressed him and pressed him until he told me, I can't build this because I can't swim. But I thought that was kind of a strange thing to say in some ways. But anyway, I kind of explained to him that I'm pretty sure that NASA scientists don't go up in all the rockets. I'm pretty sure that Formula One mechanics, they don't get to drive the cars either. So the fact that you can't swim, that wasn't a big deal for me. But anyway, he said he'd think about it. And when I took him back to work, we're driving along and we're talking about the bike and we started to talk about world affairs and a whole lot of other things. And I said to him, he said something and I said, oh, that's interesting. Do you believe there's a God then? And he went quiet. And I thought, oh, blown it. I shouldn't have said anything. I knew I shouldn't have said anything, but I couldn't help myself. But then he spoke and said, I'm a Christian. And I couldn't believe it, that God had brought this person to me who was a believer. And we talked about our faith, and I took him back to work, and we became good friends instantly with the bond there straight away. In the end, I talked him into working on this bike part-time, but clearly that wasn't going to be fast enough for me. So I asked him, would he give up his job as a designer where he's working and work full-time? And we agreed on this. You know, there's something you hear a lot about lean startups. Have you heard lean startups? Well, I need to tell you, I've taken that to a new level. I'm lean and mean. And no, not really. Maybe I am. But I took it to, I had some money. This is before we sold Torpedo 7, by the way. I had some money and I wanted to put to this. But I made him promise something. I made him promise he wouldn't tell anybody, apart from his wife, and I'll tell my wife, wouldn't tell anybody else. I wouldn't tell my son, who I work very closely with, my daughter, my son-in-law, my friends. I wouldn't tell anybody. There was two reasons for that. One of them, people can put you off. If they don't get it, what you're doing, if they don't get your crazy idea, and that's what they will think it is, they will put you off. But the other reason was, if it didn't work, I wouldn't tell them anyway. What I thought was going to be 6 months turned out to be 6 years. But there was another fella. We had to have someone. Roland couldn't ride the bike. I should have told you that. His name's Roland, yeah. He couldn't ride the bike. So he got a friend from church who was a surfer, he was a builder, and swore him to secrecy, and he was our test pilot. Now, I can't tell you how important he was. He was just really important because if you imagine that we got this bike, we started getting it going, but if you imagine, what if he couldn't ride it? What if he didn't have the ability to ride it? But probably wouldn't be talking to you now about it, really, but he did. He could ride it, and he was quite positive about riding a bike. I had these assumptions, and assumptions was that you could ride a bike on water. Well, actually, it wasn't really a bike. It was half a bike and half a plane, because it didn't have wheels, it had wings. If you get that, I'm going to show you. I'll show you videos in a minute. But we had to be able to foil, and that's the first thing we had to prove that you could do. So we made, it wasn't really a bike, it looked like a garden fence that had foils on it, and you had a seat in the saddle, but we'd tie a piece of rope around it to the end of the pool, around the pulley, and three blokes would run down the side of the pool and tow him out, because that's all we wanted to know. Could you foil? And when we found you could foil, with that foil on the back and the front, then we put a prop on it. And we put a prop on it, we didn't know what sort of prop we needed, so we buy some, and Roland makes some, and then he'd slap these props on there, and then we'd try different ones, and we said, that one works, and that one doesn't. So eventually, we went down, but we still had to, what we called submerge launch or relaunch. If you imagine you're half a kilometer offshore, and you go down, how are you going to get back? You need to relaunch. You need to get up and get going. We tested our bike nighttime. We'd hire the Wintec pool in Tauranga. Yes, it was heated, but it was open air and winter, I'll tell you, it was freezing. I'd drive home at 11 o'clock at night in the dark. My hands would be white while being in the water so long, and it was just freezing. But there's something about being really, really cold. It makes you very alert. And but we kept it secret for 2 years. I have to tell you, that was pure agony for me. I can't get any secrets. I can't. My family never tell me anything because I just tell everyone. So I can't keep secrets. But after 2 years, Ronan's wife, Jan, who's a really very nice person, she called me to one side. She said, Guy, that bike's got to get out of the house. I said, why? She said, it's on my dining room table. It's been on there for 8 months. It's got to go. There's parts all over the house. I can't have anyone round for tea. And so it forced us to get a workshop. And we got this little workshop. And the next person we employed was a young engineer, Jordan, and he was a surfer, and he rode the bike, but he took it to a new level. Jordan was also a Christian. Look, none of this was planned. It's just happened this way. And that's why I'm saying that God brought these people to me. We used to have some serious stumbling blocks. I'd go over to the mount where our workshop was, and Ronan said, I'm stuck. I don't know how to fix this gearbox. I don't know how we're going to... And so we'd sit down there, and we'd just pray over it. We used to do that all the time. Because I tell you, it was really, really difficult. And that's why no one had done it. Finally, we were able to propel our bike. We could propel it at a reasonable speed. We were able to relaunch it out the water. Now, it takes a little bit of technique, but 16 or 17 hard pedal strokes would take you from being under the water and climb the bike out the water. You're probably thinking, if you haven't seen a bike, how can you do that, and what are you really talking about? But I'm just going to show this first video so you get an idea. I'm going to show you one at the very end. But before you see this video, our team that we've got in Hamilton now have made all our videos. They're really, really, very talented. And they use drones and stuff like that. You know, they're just really, really good videos. But when someone now applies for a job and they say, can I have a job description? We say, oh, it's easy. You do everything. And we do. At startups, you just do everything. We've got people who write descriptions but also ride the bike and they do the filming. You just do everything. So have a look at this first video and I'll come back in a minute. See, it's not just a bloke's bike. You'd have seen a young girl on that as well, just in case you're wondering. We got a Callaghan government grant that helped us develop the foils, make the prop. One of the things we'd done was really interesting. We took the prop from the back pushing you and just turned it around so it pulled you. And you'd think, what difference does that make? Made a big difference because you didn't get dirty water over it. But it's we've got 10 people working for us at the moment. We still haven't really sold any yet. And Bob, getting there. We've really got a fantastic team, but Roland Alonso, our designer, he's just an outstanding designer. If you saw the very first bike we got and where we got to now, it's amazing. I've got a young bloke, Greg, who works for us. He's been there quite a long while. He runs the team. He became our general manager, and now I've made him the CEO. He's only 29, but he's just amazing. He knows how to drive the team. He knows how to find good people, and he helps us with the direction of what we're going with the bike. But a big thing he does, he stops me adding new things to the bike. You know why I'm saying that? It's because you'd never finish it. I wouldn't. I would never finish it. And so focus is everything. But what I'm going to tell you now, it's just amazing how things go. You know when things go viral? You heard things go viral overseas? We applied for a design award, and in October last year, we won the best design award. It's the design that you get in New Zealand. We got a gold award. I've never won anything like that before. I was also, because it was a gold award and it was different, TV3 interviewed me, and it was on TV. Maybe some of you saw that. It was on their 6 o'clock news. They used a video, and it's not that video. It's one of the other videos we had. And I don't know how, but that went viral. From TV3, it just went overseas. We started getting these emails from people and asking us about this, but can they have it on their site? And it started getting a lot of these emails. My CEO Greg came round to my house and was talking about how we should handle this and answer these emails. And there's a website I get, I don't know if you get it, it's an email rather, called New Atlas. It used to be called Gizmac, and it has all the latest developments and tech stuff around. And I said, I'd love to get on that. So don't know how you can get on that site. It's an American site. And I walked around the lake that afternoon and asked God, how can I get on this site? It's just been my goal, because I've got this email for years and I just like it. While I was praying and asking him that, this fella must have been typing that email to us, because the next day we got an email saying they wanted all the information to go on his site. Now, how does that work? My CEO would have said it's a coincidence, but we know it's not, don't we? the global news sites that have actually put this on their site is countless. It just really is. If you go on YouTube, you'll see all what we've put on there, all the videos we've put on there, but you'll also see all the other countries have put their news site videos of their bike on there as well. There's pages of it. But this is the thing. Facebook, just Facebook alone, we've had 20 million views of that video. What do you reckon of that? 20 million. No, sorry, I got it wrong. 200 million. Sorry, I've got to go. I missed the naught off, sorry, but 200 million, and it's growing all the time. The scary part is you can click on, when you set up video, come to our website, and you could register to be the first one to own one. You said 12,000, it's over 20,000 that people want to buy one. So we got 20,000. Someone asked me today, that's brilliant. How many have you made? And I said two. But look, no, look, seriously, we'll get in there, and there's a whole lot of steps you can imagine. We've got to make countless, injection molds and, molds and patterns for our foils. But we're way down that track now. We should have some on the market by the end of this year, and then we're going to address the ones overseas. I even got email through an agent that said the Crown Prince of Dubai wants two. And I made it quite clear I'm going to deliver those two. We've had an email from Discovery Channel, the TV channel. They want to do a feature on our bike. We've had a month ago, this is really interesting, just over a month ago, we got an email from Red Bull Global, this is. I didn't know where they live. I mean, you just love to have their details, but they contacted us. and they wanted me to do an interview that they could put in their bulletin magazine they do and have it online as well. And I'd done that, I'd done a Skype interview, and it was really, you know, I liked the interview, it was really good questions. But at the end, I said to her, I'm really, really surprised at the global interest we've had. And she said, why? And I said, well, I knew it'd be popular, but I had no idea it'd be this popular. She said, why? I thought, oh, I'm going to get the six wives now, you know, end up. But I said, I'm just really surprised. She said, you shouldn't be. She said, you've created a new sport. And I said, yeah, I know that. And she said, no, you've created a new sport. There's nothing like this around. And I had thought about that, but when someone Red Bull tells you that, it sinks in a little deeper. And will it one day be an Olympic sport? Could be, couldn't it? Because the next bikes we will eventually get on to doing will be a lightweight race model. And if it's a race model, then it's competitive, and it could be. And we're going to do one that you can use in the surf. Remember that I said I want to simulate in cycling on the land, put it on water. Anything you can do on land, we'll be able to jump waves on one eventually. Yeah. That's not going to be far away. But the bike can do 22 kilometres an hour. That's pretty quick. If you pedal on water, that's pretty quick. If you're sitting here wondering, you know, that's fine. What's that mean to you? What do you want to take away from this? I think Pastor Jensen talked very much about using what you got. I really just want to make sure you understand this statement here that says you've got absolutely no idea what you're capable of until you try. This is something I've tried. And the journey, when I look at it, I can't believe that we just ticked every one of those boxes off, because if I looked at a journey from the very beginning to the end, it just looked too much. But I tried, I got over the first hurdle, if you like, I got over the second one, and then we're there. We're going to have them on the market very soon. You'll probably see them around. Our team at the moment are doing a roadshow around the country. Hyundai have given us two cars. They're given a Santa Fe and a van. We've signed, written them, and we're going all around the country, and we're down in Queenstown at the moment. It's pretty cold down there, and I imagine at that lake, but they're testing the bikes now, so we're going to go all around the country, and you may see it pop up every now and again. So just to finish with, I want to show you the last video, and this is a really good video in Taupo Lake. When you see how clear the water is, it's actually 7 meters deep. It looks like he's just traveling over it, and there's rocks like that. Those rocks were like that. So when you see that part, it's 7 meters deep. It was a great video, and thank you.
Amazing. I